A long time ago, before I was married, I was very good friends with another young woman whom I did not marry. We were very good friends, and we were actually great friends. We palled around, we laughed together, we hung out, we goofed off, we talked about real things. We were really good friends. And she was beautiful. So you know where this is going. And I hate telling this story. But at some point, inside in my heart, she became more than a friend to me. I had fallen for her. And so, after thinking about it and probably not getting a single word of advice from anyone who was wise, I asked my friend, my great friend, I asked her to go out on a date. We were friends, but I wanted more from our friendship. Well, the way that story goes is familiar, right? In asking for more in our friendship, I lost our friendship. I remember, she said, "Why did you have to do that? Why couldn't things have stayed the same?" Well, I learned something, and I have passed it on to all of my kids. I learned something. In friendships, sometimes you risk the friendship by asking for more. You risk the friendship sometimes by asking for more depth in the friendship, by asking for more time in the friendship, by asking for more personal access in the friendship. And so the result is sometimes we just park our friendship at a distance and we just leave it there because we're afraid of losing the friendship. We hold back from asking. We hold back from revealing. We lower our expectations in our friendships. But I want you to know that a relationship with Jesus is not like that. It's nothing like that. When you know Jesus, you can ask Jesus for more in the friendship. More time from Him. More attention. More care from Him. More intimacy with Him. At this table, Jesus says, "Take me into your life. Take me into your life all the way. Eat, drink. This is my body. This is my blood. Take me into yourself all the way in." He's saying, "I know you, and I want you to know me and to have me even inside yourself." Jesus is the only friend you could ever have who has enough depth and enough devotion and enough capacity as a friend to not be suffocated by your needs, to not be exhausted by your many requests, not to be worn out by your weeping. He's the only friend like that, and He's offering Himself. In this meal, we take bread. The bread tells us that Jesus, the Prince of Heaven, became the friend of sinners. And in this meal, we take wine. And that tells us that Jesus, He came into close contact with people who are infected with sin. And so when you take the supper, you're saying, Jesus carried, He bore my sin sickness, my soul sickness, and now He is my friend, He's my lover, He's my Lord, He's my Savior. That's who Jesus is. And so that's part of why we do this, because Jesus told us to do this. He arranged this new Passover meal. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And spiritually, He feeds us as we do this. So if you've come to know Jesus as your Savior and He's your Lord, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus this way, this supper is only for people that have come to Jesus, seen Jesus, loved Him, and declare He's their King. So you're welcome here. We're very glad you're here. But you don't want to take the supper. So this could be a time maybe where you could start asking God questions that you have, big questions, Bible questions. And afterward, we would love to talk to you more about all of this. For now, just take it in visually with your ears. Let's pray together now. Lord Jesus, you promised to be here with us in the supper. Would you be close to us? Would you feed us? Would you stir up the new life in us? Lord, where joy has ebbed and is low, would you make it to turn into rejoicing? Where our care for Christ has kind of fallen off, would you again increase it and bring it to full, robust health? And Lord, we long to live our days in this world with a joy that's overflowing. Something worth talking about. Better than the weather, better than sports, better than the stock market or politics. Lord, would you give us joy in Jesus that we just have to tell others about? Come to us in this supper, we pray. Amen.